नारायण नारायण नारायण। श्रीमद् भगवद गीता साधक संजीवनी चैप्टर 10 वर्स 11। तेषामेवानुकम्पार्थ महमज्ञानजन्तमा नाशयात्म्यात्मभावस्तो In order to bestow my grace upon them, I, dwelling in their self, destroy their darkness born of ignorance by the luminous lamp of wisdom. Common. Tesham evanu kampartha mahamagyana cham tama. Those devotees have no desire to gain any mundane pleasure or prosperity, etc. They do not even aspire for salvation. They worship the Lord with devotion without a desire for fruit. The Lord is very much pleased with their devotion and His heart melts with compassion. So He wants to confer something on them. But they have no desire. So by His grace, He destroys their ignorance born of darkness and enables them to attain perfection. He removes all their deficiencies. Atma bhava staha. Generally, people identify themselves with their bodies and consider the change of their bodies as their own change. Actually, the self is different from the body. The Lord dwells in that self. Bhasvataha dhyana deepena nasa yami. The Lord destroys the ignorance-born darkness by luminous lamp of wisdom. It means that He enables a devotee to realize the self or to behold the divine presence within himself. The devotee has not to practice any spiritual discipline like hearing, thinking and assimilation, etc. He is not to make any efforts for self-realization. An important fact. When a devotee remains absorbed only in the Lord confers on him equanimity as well as supremely holy self-realization. It means that the devotee has not to make efforts either for equanimity or self-realization. Because where there is a mother in the form of devotion, there are, as children, dispassion and knowledge. It means that the perfection attained by the aspirant may have some deficiency, but the perfection confirmed by the Lord has not even a trace of imperfection. As the Lord provides gain and security to His devotees who worship Him alone, Gita chapter 9 verse 22, He confers equanimity and self-realization to those devotees who entirely depend on Him, though they have no desire. And even by confirming equanimity and self-realization, He remains a debtor to them. As the Lord Himself declares in the Bhagavata about the cowherds, I can't pay the debt of the chaste cowherdesses, even by having the long age of the gods, because they broke the chain of domestic affinity, which even great seers and sages don't break easily. The devotees are so much absorbed in devotion for the Lord that they are surprised to perceive equanimity and self-realization in them. Moreover, they pray to God that they should not feel any singularity in them by having His gifts given to them by His grace, but they ever want to remain absorbed in devotion to Him. Even if they are vouchsafed the power to emancipate the world, they don't feel elevated in any way and keep always absorbed in God. Appendix. Though Karma Yoga and Jnana Yoga, both these disciplines are the means, while Bhakti Yoga, the discipline of devotion, is the end, yet the Lord confers on His devotees Karma Yoga, equanimity. Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam. and also confers Jnana Yoga. Jnana Deepe Bhasvataha. Apara, the lower, and Para, the higher. Both these prakritis, natures, are gods. Therefore, the Lord, by showering His grace, confers on His devotees Karma Yoga, in which there is predominance of Apara, and Jnana Yoga, in which there is predominance of Para. Therefore, a devotee easily attains Nishkama Bhava, selflessness, which a Karma Yogi wants to attain, and also self-realization, which a Jnana Yogi wants to attain. Having attained Karma Yoga, good to the world is done by the devotee, and having attained Jnana Yoga, the devotee's self-identification with the body is annihilated. A devotee remains contented and engrossed in thinking of God and in loving Him. He neither feels that he lacks anything, nor he feels that he needs to gain anything. As a child totally depends on its mother, it does not think of its needs. The mother fully takes care of it. She bathes it. She changes its clothes when they are dirty. Similarly, when a devotee surrenders himself totally to the Lord by holding, "As I am God's, and only God is mine," he does not think of himself. Therefore, the Lord dwelling in his self destroys his darkness, born of ignorance, by the luminous lamp of wisdom. A child is specially stupid, deluded, while a devotee is specially discriminative. The main duty of a devotee is to assume the Lord as his own. When a devotee discharges his duty, the Lord also discharges his duty, and without the demand, without the desire of the devotee, of his own accord, confers on him the power of both Karma Yoga and Jnana Yoga, so that he may not lack anything. In Karma Yoga, there is bliss in the form of peace. In Jnana Yoga, there is constant bliss, akhanda ras. And in Bhakti Yoga, there is infinite, endless bliss, anantaras. In satarasa, in santarasa, and in akhanda ras, anantaras is not included. But in anantaras, both shantaras and akhandaras are included. Karma Yoga and Jnana Yoga are laukik, worldly disciplines. But Bhakti Yoga is alaukik, unworldly or transcendental discipline. Having attained the alaukik by God's grace, the laukik is naturally attained. But having attained laukik, the alaukik is not attained. The reason is that laukik is included in the alaukik. But in laukik, alaukik is not included. A jnani can be devoid of devotion, but a devotee can't be devoid of knowledge. The gopis did not study the Vedas, nor did they have association with the enlightened, exalted souls, nor did they observe a fast and austerities, etc. Yet they possessed extraordinary knowledge. It means that a devotee realizes the self. He has already realized all in God, Vasudeva Sarvam. Atma Bhavastaha. God abides in the self because the self is a fragment of God. In fact, God has revealed himself in the form of the soul. Because being the para prakriti of God, the self is inseparable with God. In the Upanishads, it is mentioned that the Lord, having created the bodies, enters these bodies. End of chapter 10, verse 11. Narayan, Narayan, Narayan.